Report: Biden's open border ensures Democrats' amnesty for illegal aliens has zero chance in Congress. By John Binder on May 1, 2022. Democrat plans to give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens have zero chance of advancing in Congress thanks to President Joe Biden's handing of record-setting illegal immigration levels, a new report reveals. For weeks, as Breitbart News has reported, Democrats have sought to court Republican support for an amnesty plan for millions of illegal aliens living in the United States. Likewise, the billionaire Koch brothers network launched a GOP pressure campaign. Democrats who spoke to Politico say their amnesty ambitions are dead on arrival thanks to Biden's record-setting illegal immigration levels that brought more than 2 million border crossers to the U.S.-Mexico border and is expected to bring even more this year. Politico reports. The Democratic Party is consumed by border politics right now. Just not the kind it wanted to tackle when it claimed Congress and the White House. And the prospects of comprehensive immigration reform this year? Emphasis added. Zero, said Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, a lead sponsor of President Joe Biden's signature immigration bill. Emphasis added. The current interparty schism over the Biden administration's decision to end a pandemic-era deportation policy is dominating legislative debate on the Hill and reverberating in the nation's toughest battleground races. It's also a painful reminder that the Democratic dream of comprehensive immigration reform is all but dead for the foreseeable future. With ultra-slim majorities and a GOP that views broader reform as a non-starter without addressing a rise in border crossings. Emphasis added. Democrats blame Biden's recent announcement that he would end Title 42, the public health authority used at the border to quickly return illegal aliens to their native countries, on May 23 for the lack of support for amnesty legislation in Congress. Without Title 42, Biden officials admit that up to half a million border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of the resident population of Atlanta, Georgia, could arrive at the border every month. Representative Andy Biggs, Oz, told Breitbart News that he would expect 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens every day at the border without Title 42. In Tijuana, Mexico, alone, Breitbart News exclusively reported that up to 6,000 foreign nationals are waiting to rush the border when Title 42 is ended. Last month, though, a federal judge blocked Biden from ending Title 42 until the issue makes its way through the courts. Even with putting the brakes on ending the authority, the Biden administration has transformed the border into a mere checkpoint where border crossers stop in with federal officials before being bused and flown into American communities. We're aiding and abetting illegal entry to the United States, a source recently told Breitbart News. We're using government cars to transport people to American towns. It's working like an Uber service. Since Biden took office in January 2021, nearly 840,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into American communities, a foreign population larger than the state of North Dakota. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.